back to three ways. In a three-way effect, we have six lower order effects. We have three simple two-ways, and we have three two-ways and three main effects. For each lower order effect, we have to decide, do we care? Based on the last part, there are two situations when we will care. One, if the aggregates compared in the effect represent a target population that we care about. Two, when the effect is descriptive and so can be used to generalize from the aggregate to all the separate conditions or values. If the aggregates represent meaningful populations, but the effect is misleading, we'll have to very carefully describe the situation. That's what you were asking about. Okay? If the effect is neither representative nor, that should be nor, not a not, nor a useful general description, then we may not care about the effect, and all it may get is a footnote. I've written a lot of footnotes that say things like the pattern of the three-way makes the pattern of the two ways uninteresting because they are neither descriptive of a target population nor a general effect. And I've published that phrase a bunch of times. In fact, the last time I published it, it showed up as plagiarism of my own work. Well, you know, the plagiarism rule in APA for years was five successive words. Statistical analysis revealed a significant. Oops, plagiarism. You don't even get to the p-value. All right. Two, related to... Oh, wait, we did that one. So we're... What have I done? I think that page exists in more than one place. Do I have dupes in here? I guess I got repeats of pages in here, don't I? Mm-hmm.
I don't have it on the...
Okay, there's that one.
Are you going backwards?
I'm going forward now.
Really?
And there's another two-way that's the same page.
Oh.
And there's that page is the same.
Well, you know, practice.
I've changed. I moved it. That's what happened. Okay, so here's the four kinds of three ways, and I want to walk through depicting them and talking about how you find things. But this is just a gentle start. We're going to take each of them apart. All right, so the K by K by K. All three are categorical or qualitative IVs. It's often called a three-way factorial ANOVA design. All interactions are usually included, and we will too. The K by K by Q. Two categorical and one quantitative. It's often called a two-way factorial ANCOVA. Usually the interaction of the two IVs is included. The other two ways and the three-way are not, making the homogeneity regression slope assumption. We're not going to do that. We're going to look at the big nasty. K by Q by Q, one categorical, two quantitative, often called an ANCOVA with two covariates. Typically all the interactions are left out, which means we're looking at three effects of 13. Think of all the information that's just laying there by the side of the road, unloved. And then the Q by Q by Q, they're all quantitative. If there's no interactions, that's what's usually called a multiple regression. Stick them in, assume there are no interactions, call it good. In fact, the assumption is so stalwart that we don't even mention we're making it. I mean, how far... You can go the whole way through a regression book and then never say, by the way, we left the interactions out. If you put interactions in, it's called moderated regression, which is nowhere near new and was not started by Aiken and West in the middle 80s. I'm reading an article now. It was published in 1952 on moderated regression for selection research and selection models, picking people for jobs. And they're talking about interactions. And that's 70 years ago? That's before me. That's old. All right. So here is a K by K by K. Practice, modality, and stimulus type. Here's what we got. We got the three-way interaction. We got the two-way interaction of stimulus and modality, the two-way interaction of stimulus and practice, the two-way interaction of modality and practice. The main effect of stimulus, the main effect of modality, the main effect of practice. For every two-way, there are corresponding simple two-ways. See, the two-way interaction of stimulus and modality is stimulus and modality ignoring practice. We're going to aggregate the 10 and the 1 practices together and ignore that and just look at the different combinations of stimulus and modality. As opposed to, down in the blue, the simple interaction of stimulus and modality at each value of practice. So two ways are ignoring the third variable. Simple two ways are explicating at each value of the third variable. Which one are you going to care about? Depends on whether that aggregation tells you about a population you care about or not, and whether it's descriptive or not. Simple effects. For every main effect, there's a corresponding simple effect. The main effect is looking at that variable, ignoring the other two, which means aggregating across all combinations of them. When we look at the stimulus effect, we're adding up people from two different practices and three different modalities. We're adding up six groups that were all treated differently to get a texture mean. And six other groups that were all treated differently to get a shape mean, and then we're going to compare them. Damn, we're ignoring a lot. Down in the blue, the simple effect of stimulus, we're going to look at the simple effect of stimulus six times for every combination of modality and practice. Before I show you that nightmare, let's go look at this. So when I want to look at the overall practice effect, I'm going to take 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 cell means, aggregate those together into a practice of 1. And I'm going to take these 6 and aggregate those together into a practice of 10. Look at everything that we've ignored. And in case we screwed up, the other thing we're going to do is we're going to make these 6 two-cell comparisons, see if they're different from each other, and see if that overall 1 versus 10 tells us anything. Because if stimulus type and modality don't matter, and that is that we get basically the same practice effect in all 6 of those, then I start talking about the practice effect instead of a practice effect for specific stimulus, specific modality. Now there's middles in the possibility, or there's possibilities in the middle. It could be that these three are all the same, and so we have the practice effect for shape, which is different than the practice effect for texture, but we can ignore modality. Or these two could be the same, and these four could be the same. And then we're talking about the practice effect for vision versus for touch involved. There's no way to know how general of a statement we can make without doing a lot of looking at the specifics. We're going to look for permission to make lower order statements because we have either representativeness or descriptiveness or both. So that's like the three-way that you can get out of SPSS. And it's hard to look at that. I mean, I can look at that and I see things. For example, notice that these crossovers are the same. Blocks go up, circles go down for vision to touch. To modality, circles go up, blocks go up a little. Now, we can make this a lot easier just by changing what variable we put on the x-axis. And remember, this was, for me, at the time, a practice effect study. So let's put practice on the x-axis, which is also easier because it's quantitative. We'll have to argue with fewer people to be allowed to publish this. And now we can start saying, all right, geez, we got 2 flat lines and 4 tilty lines. Now I'm starting to see a theme here, a simplifying expression. Bimodal doesn't show a practice effect. Vision and touch all show practice effects. Now, we can quibble about how much. We can worry if the dotted circle slopes enough to be significant. But just by changing how we portray things, that's a nightmare. That's sweet. Sometimes you'll even change what variable you put on the x-axis, even if it's not the one you started out caring about, if it simplifies the description enough. I mean, you might find out that having different lines for different ideologies is simpler than putting the ideologies on the bottom. So you have to be, at some point, you're going to have to communicate this shit. And maybe the way you communicate it will influence how you lay it out. And you tell the story a little bit differently. I mean, I'm still telling a practice effect. I mean, I can tell the practice effect here, but it hardly seems like it. I mean, notice that the 10 practice line bounces around a lot compared to those. And then here's a way to make it even simpler. Sometimes instead of putting it all in one place, you put up the two simple two ways. Okay? And this is the one that is the best match to this. What I really cared about was practice and modality for each shape. And there's practice and modality for each shape. And you can still see that bimodal's a wash, all the others climb, but the one thing that you really get out of this is the reversal of these. That when we're talking about shape stimuli, vision does better than touch. When we're talking about texture stimuli, touch does better than vision. So, lots of opportunity, lots of ways to think about it, and you know, you're going to end up doing it more than one way before you decide how you're going to portray it and if you've missed anything. Now, this is what we're going to do together on Wednesdays, the K by K by K, a lot. But I want to show you the other kinds so we can talk.